Well, we got a special guest here with us. First time ever, Cody Norton from the Kuzinal Wildlife Research Station in Shingleton. Cody, you're a wildlife biologist for the DNR, correct?
Yes, I am.
Well, welcome to the show. I appreciate you taking a moment to talk to us today on the air and get into your deer check station, the data that you've collected so far. I'll just open it up and say, you know, what are you seeing so far this year that you're noticing maybe different from last year?
Sure. Thanks for having me, Adam. You know, we've checked 15 deer so far this year. In a normal year for us, we check about 40 to 45 for the entire season. But compared to last year, we only checked 14 the entire season. So we're already over that number. At this time last year, we only had 5 deer checked. So we're we're seeing definitely more deer coming through here. We're also seeing some very nice deer. We've had, you know, 1 4.5-year-old 8-point that came actually from Houghton County. The guy harvested it. He was from downstate, so he's driving back and checked it at our station. We've also had 5 3.5-year-olds, and the older bucks, the more mature bucks, are outnumbering the smaller bucks.
So tell me about this year versus last year in your neck of the woods there, you know, in Alger County and just in general right where you're at. Did you have a huge amount of snow like Marquette County and Berrigan County did last year?
Yes, we did. And we heard from quite a few hunters that really couldn't get into their camps or their blinds. I had someone tell me today, you know, that was the first year they didn't hunt in like over 20 years.
Yeah.
It was very hard for people to hunt when they did get out. You know, either they weren't seeing deer because the deer had already migrated to the south, or they had just a shorter time to hunt them because they were moving within, you know, a few days of that those heavy snowstorms.
So tell me about your, you know, anecdotally speaking, of course, we're so short into the season still. We're just a few days. What do you think the difference is this year versus last year? You know, people are seeing a lot more bucks this year, it seems like. Some people aren't seeing anything. Bucks are more aggressive, it seems like, from what hunters are saying. What's your thought on that?
Yep. Well, I think the population, you know, it is down. These last 3 winters have been really hard on the overall population. So that's why I think we aren't seeing very many small bucks. But last year, you know, the early winter, I think it was kind of a blessing in disguise. A lot of those deer headed south towards the yards and really didn't get hunted very hard. So we're seeing a lot of older, mature bucks showing back up and being harvested this year. And we've had multiple hunters say they've shot the biggest buck of their life this year. We have other hunters, you know, just seeing a couple does and fawns and not really seeing those, you know, those smaller bucks that they're accustomed to. So it's kind of a boom or bust. Either you're getting if you get a buck, it's probably a really nice one. But if you don't get a nice one, you might not get a buck at all.
And we got a lot more to get into with wildlife biologist Cody Norton from the Kuzinal Wildlife Research Center for the DNR in Shingleton. We're going to get into buck to doe ratios and just the general health of the deer herd in his neck of the woods. And even a couple of specific deer that they've checked in so far at their deer check station in Alger County. So stay tuned for part 2 in our next Outdoor Report right here on The Outdoor Show.